This is Matt Wells at UN News. R2P, shorthand for the right to protect, has been a guiding principle for well over a decade, but only now has it become an official agenda item at the UN General Assembly. According to Adama Dieng, the Secretary-General's Special Advisor for the Prevention of Genocide, this makes 2018 an historic year. R2P embodies a major international political commitment to end the worst forms of violence and persecution, namely genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. In June, Mr. Dieng spoke to Liz Scafidi about the importance of R2P and how it has gained traction over the years.
Responsibility to protect. R2P is simply the acronym, and it was coined in 2005 during the World Summit. At that time, the world leaders committed that they will no longer sit without taking action because they failed the people in Rwanda. As you may know, in Rwanda in 1994, near 800,000 people were killed simply because they were Tutsis. And in Srebrenica a year later, about 7,000 to 8,000 people also were killed simply because they were Muslims. Then the Secretary General at that time established an office 10 years later, which is the mandate I'm carrying now, of Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide. In 2005, the world leaders agreed that we will not allow that people be subjected to the crime of genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, ethnic cleansing. In 2009, the General Assembly adopted a resolution asking the Secretary General to develop the concept of R2P. So from that time, 2009, the General Assembly held an informal debate every year. And for the first time, the General Assembly decided to have a formal debate. And that is why 2018 is a historical year. Because now, this agenda item in the GA, and I think we need to continue in this direction.
Is it specific to genocide, R2P?
No, R2P covers four crimes: genocide, crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, and war crimes.
What does the UN hope to do?
The responsibility to protect, of course, is prevention. Because at the end of the day, it's simply, I would say, a political abuse to those legal treaties which are contained in the various human rights instruments, in the Geneva Conventions, Protocol, and in the Rome Statutes, which has established the International Criminal Court. And here I'm therefore referring to the most serious crimes, the international crimes, and these include, as I said earlier, the crime of genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and ethnic cleansing.
And why is this so important?
Because we cannot continue to witness such atrocity crimes to be committed. At the end of the Second World War, the world cried never again. But unfortunately, we witnessed it time and again, these atrocities. Why did we not keep our commitment made at the end of the Second World War, when 6 million Jews were killed? Were killed because of who they are, because of their identity. Why did we wait? More than 700,000 Rohingya had to flee Myanmar to go to Bangladesh. All this situation could have been prevented if a serious commitment was translated into action. We should make sure that human rights are respected, that humanitarian law is being observed. You are witnessing situation where hospitals are being attacked, civilians being the targets of these wars. IHL is not being observed.
IHL?
IHL meaning international humanitarian law.
Are there any states for which you feel particularly concerned? You mentioned Myanmar. Are there any others?
Syria is another one. 8 years down the road, we have been witnessing the killing of thousands and thousands of civilians. We have been witnessing movement of population by millions. And where is R2P? R2P should have been used in the context of Syria. And this brings me to remind people that when we speak about R2P, it is the primary responsibility of the state to protect its own population. And when a state is not in a position to protect its population, then that state can ask the international community to help. But if the state fails to protect its population, there is the collective responsibility entrusted to the Security Council, which has the primary responsibility for the maintenance of peace and security. So the Security Council can therefore, on a case by case, authorize the military intervention to protect population from atrocity crimes.
Is there anything else you might like to add?
I hope simply that the General Assembly will take more interest about the R2P and reaffirm their commitment and make sure that they will assume their responsibility